day there'll be no more waiting left for our souls. One day there'll be no more children longing for home. One day when the kingdom comes right here where we stand, we will see the promised land. One day there'll be no more lives taken too soon. One day there'll be no more need for a hospital. One day every tear that falls will be wiped by His hand. We will see the promised land. Skin won't cause a divide. One day we'll be family standing hand in hand, and we will see the promised land.
I'm Gary McCance, the producer and host. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. Our guest today is Daisy Page, author of Unexpected Moments. Daisy, welcome to Challenges of Faith radio program.
Well, hello there. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's an honor to have you on. First and foremost, how are you and your family?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I'm just trying to do God's work and my family. Well, my oldest daughter, she's the only one that's not in denial. And I'm not sure about my son. He lives in Nebraska. And I see him maybe one time a year. But, they've had a rough 4 years of the loss of family.
Daisy, what were your aspirations while you were growing up?
Well, I wanted to be an actress, believe it or not, at first. And then I really wanted to be a fashion designer. I actually designed my 8th grade formal dress, my junior prom dress, and my wedding dress.
Well, my beloved sister, are you ready to take a walk along your journey until now?
Sure, I'll be happy to.
All right. So you were born in a small Texas town, and you tried to leave many times. Why did you continue returning?
Well, you know, it seemed like every time I moved away, about every 4.5 years, there was always a tragedy or a trauma that brought me back to the home. First time, the most recent one was a fractured skull that came an assault from an abusive boyfriend, but he never hit me at all until that night when he fractured my skull. And then the last time, Hurricane Harvey destroyed our home, and so we had to move back home with family.
Wow. Everything is for a reason, and learning experiences as well, I'm sure.
Yes,
Stacey, let's turn to your new book, Unexpected Moments, which has a foreword from Kirk Cameron. Why did you write it?
Well, I got a diagnosis, and God told me I didn't have much time, but I had to tell my story from the beginning. And then I met Kirk Cameron, and I asked him, what do I do to share this story? And he suggested that I write a book and to keep him updated. So I started every morning with a prayer before I wrote and for God to give me the words, and they just started flowing out.
Wow. And you do have a powerful story to tell. Did your trials cause you to not desire to make it through?
I went through a lot of dark times, but the time that speaks up to me the most is after my second daughter was born. My husband, all three of my kids' dad, was in jail for not reporting to his probation officer. And while he was in jail, my dad was possibly murdered. I was living with my father-in-law and my sister-in-law, and the baby just cried and cried and cried all the time. I was having postpartum, and I just snapped one night, and I just couldn't take it. So I told my sister-in-law that, and she told me, why do you want a permanent solution for a temporary problem? I'll take care of these girls, and you go for a drive or go see a friend or something and just clear your head. Well, my radio was not on, and I was driving, and I had to pull over because I was crying so hard. And my radio came on, and the song Daddy's Hands came on. That song has been my daddy's song ever since. And, that was a lot of dark times, and that was the worst. And I did ask God a lot. I questioned him. Why me, God? Why I'm a devoted Christian? Why do I have to go through all these hardships and pain? But all I know is you told me I was going to have a story and I was going to be able to help others in the long run.
When we first came on, you mentioned how that the importance of sharing your story, because God had made it clear for your life that you didn't have much time. And as you were sharing to our listeners how when you met Kirk Cameron that you did not know how to begin to tell your story, and it was recommended that you begin to write your story. And it sounds like it was one trial after another, after another, after another. And sure, each time you crying out to God asking, why about these trials? The program, Challenges of Faith radio program, is named that for a reason. During all of my sojourns, I'm sure that there was someone somewhere in a right relationship with God that was praying for me, unknowns to me. Because you remember the story of Elijah. He was going through his trials. God had instructed him to do something, and he did. And then he got to the place where he thought it was just him on the planet that was the only one there for God. And God let him know that he wasn't, but that the mission that God had set him on was his mission. But for my life, only God through Jesus Christ by his Holy Spirit was there for me. And I know that during my sojourn, I should not still be here on earth during all of those various trials. Daisy, those brethren who are either in a trial, coming out of one, or in it, are they alone in their challenging trial?
I don't believe so. God is always there for us, either, you know, by Holy Spirit, but he never puts you through more than you can handle if you have faith. But you must have faith to know that. Without faith, you cannot, you know, you stand alone by faith. And I believe he won't put you through more than you can handle. And everything happens for a reason, like you said. You know, he puts you through things, maybe sometimes to get your attention if you get off track. Mm-hmm. But everything is for a reason when you go through your trials and your tribulations. And just like you said about Isaiah, I think of Job and all his trials that he went through, put him through, in order to test his faith, but he never lost his faith either. So he must continue to hold on to that faith, most importantly.
When you say God may not answer your prayers like you want, but he knows which path to lead you down, what do you mean?
Well, he answers our prayers like we may not have wanted. For instance, if we pray for someone that's, you know, deathly ill to be healed and they pass away, we think he's not answering our prayer when in reality they are healed internally. That's not what we wanted, but God healed them, and that is his way. So he knew which way to answer that prayer. It was answered.
That's right, because he is, in fact, the great physician. Even though we do what we're supposed to do by going to the human physician and listening to their advice and what we should be doing and so forth, but ultimately he's still the great physician. And like you're saying, we go to him in prayer asking him, but it's in accordance to his will, his purpose for our life. So, when we speak of Kirk Cameron, the foreword that he wrote, do you have it in front of you, Daisy, that you can share with our listeners?
I do, Gary.
And if you do, would you mind reading what he wrote?
I will. It's a beautiful foreword. I don't know. Have you read it yet?
I did. And I think it's, if you have it in front of you, I think it's proper for you, the author, because it's your story. It's your book. And it's touching because, again, you know, God allowed you two to meet so that, in fact, it allowed you to be in a position to share your story with everybody that God would have you to share it with.
Exactly. I know he put him in my path for that purpose.
That's right.
But I do. I have it right here. Kirk
All
says,
right.
It was an autumn night in Texas when I first met Daisy. She came up in a wheelchair next to me at the campfire. Her smile was bright. She shared her journey with me and told me that she did not have much time left on earth. I told her to write down her story, and I would do anything I could to help her share her story with the world. I only spoke with her briefly that night, but her attitude and resilient spirit inspired me. I hope this book of an individual's incredible journey through emotional, physical, and spiritual pain and coming through the other side of tragedy, still praising the Lord, will encourage you in the present situation. Daisy's message will bring you comfort and remind you that you are not alone in your struggles. Your struggles or life circumstances. Pray her words bring you hope. There is one who knows the plans he has for you, plans to give you hope in the future. Jeremiah 29:11. Kirk Cameron.
Praise God. So, what you're sharing with our listeners at the same time is, even though God is making it clear for your life, his plan as relates to sharing your story, and even though making it clear time is short, he's still allowing you to be able to share your story for those individuals who are going to tune in later, that's tuning in now, because everything is not an accident. There's somebody that need to hear your message just for their life. Daisy, you have recently been diagnosed with a rare terminal neurological disorder known as MSA, or multiple system atrophy. What is MSA?
MSA is, like you said, it's rare degenerative neurological disorder. It affects your body's involuntary or autonomic systems or functions by flocking your blood pressure, your breathing, bladder function, and motor control. Well, MSA shares many Parkinson's symptoms, like, you know, tremors or slow body movements or rigid muscles and poor balance. But they treat it with medications and lifestyle changes to help your symptoms. But the condition progresses gradually and individually, at least to death.
Daisy, why do you have 10% of all proceeds from your book going to charity?
Money is needed for research. For a cure, since it's so rare. And statistics state only 4 of every 100,000 people in the U.S. have this or are diagnosed with it. Now, I also have periodic fundraisers. For example, a friend and I are planning a Daisy-thon on November 19th for 3 hours, so that I'll have MSA caregivers and patients, you know, speak about their experiences and ask for donations. I just finished the second book. I'm waiting for it to get published. It is called Beyond Heaven's Gates, and 10% of that proceeds will also go to the charity so we can hope for a cure one of these.
All right. How can listeners purchase your book and invite you for interviews?
Well, if you go to Ex Libris, xlibris.com, you can look in their bookstore for my book. I will give you the link here, but it's really long. I can send it to you, though. Or you can go to my website, which is unexpected-moments.com, and you can always find me on Facebook as Daisy Page, author.
Daisy, hospice has already came out to see you. Why have you declined?
Brother Gary, I have declined hospice now because I'm not finished with the work God has for me to do. And like I said, I just finished that second book, and I have to make sure that both of my books are shared. When I feel like that work is finished, I'll call hospice. They have all my info and said that you know, they have all that has to be done, so all that needs we need to do is call me or my family member and say, okay, it's time, and they'll start me on it.
Daisy, each day you begin by thanking God. Why?
Well, Brother Gary, I took for granted days before I became ill, and I still have incomplete tasks that I need help with, so I pray for him to help me complete those tasks. And I thank him for the days that I have in order to do that, because I'm not going to take each day like I did for granted anymore, and I want to be thankful for them.
My sister Daisy, any final words for our listeners?
Yes. Like I said, don't take for granted your days that you are here on this earth. You may have abilities one day to do basic needs or necessities, as far as brushing your hair and walking, showering yourself, basic daily tasks. And one day they're gone. So you should thank God and take for granted for the things that you can do now. 11 foxes there 3 times a day, and now I can't walk unassisted at all. And I took for granted those times that I could walk 11 flights of stairs 3 times a day. So don't take life for granted.
Listeners, unexpected moments have received 5 out of 5 star ratings. And some readers just in the last few weeks comments have been, Daisy's story will amaze and empower you to keep going regardless of life's trying circumstances. Her faith in God is phenomenal as she constantly seeks his guidance during her life's journey. Her life demonstrates God's consistent care and protection. I highly recommend this book to everyone struggling with challenges. Another writer has written, powerful story of perseverance and resilience. This story was inspiring. Daisy Page tells her story of maintaining her faith in God, even when she has faced more unimaginable challenges along the way than most. Another reader, I really enjoyed this book from start to finish. Another reader, I read this whole book in less than a day. It was that good, I had to get to the end. Daisy, with your book, you use the scripture, Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What does that verse mean to you?
That verse means to me that God will lead the way. If you just open your eyes to him, and he'll light that path for you to follow.
My beloved sister, thank you for taking the time to come on Challenges of Faith to share your story. It's an honor having you on. And when the second book come out, come on back, share all that God is doing, has done, continue to do for your life while he's using you to bless others with your story.
I sure will, Brother Gary, and thank you so much for having me on today. It was such an honor.
It's an honor to have you on, my sister.
No one can, no one.